Number three is, this is very important, which I'm very weak on myself, and I request all the peoples out there to make do offer me, and that is to keep your ties with the parents. To listen to your parents if they tell you to do something. If they tell you to do something, don't say, darn! Just say, okay, hamdulillah, and do it. You know, and listening to your parents. Like, for example, my mommy, she
is
was...
your mother Muslim?
Yes, hamdulillah, hamdulillah.
What's her name?
I can't say that over the air. You know.
Sorry.
Yes.
What do you call her? What? Patrick?
I just call her mommy. So, like, for example, my mama, she was telling me, you know, what the heck is going on with you? Why don't you break your fast with me instead of running off to the masjid? So I had to compromise. I'll break my fast at home, but then I run to the masjid so I could catch Jama'ah.
Okay.
So you try to fulfill the wants and needs of your parents, as little as they seem. I'm telling you this, you could do the littlest things and your parents are pleased with that.
How's your wife doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Good.
Yeah.
So how's your budding community over there going?
We're growing. Definitely growing. I remember last time I told you we had about three people. Or was it two?
Two
people. Yeah, now we have three people. That's because my wife just had a kid. So the community's growing now. We've got actually a row in the back. We just put the push chair in the back there. And forms a nice little row in the back. Now, Number four, which helps me out a lot, is when Taraweeh comes around.
You and your wife and your baby, right?
Right.
And your mom comes visit.
Yeah, we do a little 5-minute stretch.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, Taraweeh can take you out. You know, so you want to stretch out, you know, make sure your neck's okay for doing the salams. You know, stretch out your neck.
Yeah.
And so then that way your salat is more comfortable.
Okay.
So that's tip number four we could do during this month. Practical things we could do is go ahead and do a little stretch. Number five is the most important. Now, I'm telling you people out there, y'all better listen now.
Find a wife.
Y'all need to take heed on this point I'm about to tell you right now. It's not to find a wife.
Sorry.
Stack frilla. Make a stick far.
That's how for the brother who's looking for one.
Right, but I don't know about during the month of Ramadan. I mean, I guess you could be asking for it. But not looking.
Would it be wrong in Ramadan?
But not looking for it in the hallways, like you were mentioning earlier, right?
That's not what I'm implying.
Anywho,
you're a tough mom, man.
Well, you got to be tough. When the tough gets going. Ramadan is a time for you to toughen up, for you to roll up your sleeves and get down and dirty. Right. I mean, down and pure,
yeah,
down and pure, down and pure. So number five, like I
What madhhab are these answers on?
Excuse me?
What
madhhab? Oh, they're Patricky.
Patricky.
Patricky. We follow the Patricky madhhab.
Okay.
So number five is now most important, and that is to take a sledgehammer. You take a sledgehammer or a chainsaw. Now, I personally like to use my tractor. Okay? But sledgehammer will do, or a chainsaw. And that is to go up to your television set. And you pound it. Give it a one. And you give it a two.
But, I mean, what if people just turn it off for the month?
That's good, too. But what I found most effective is just throw away the TV, pound it a couple of times, because it's darn right evil. I'm telling you, there's nothing pure good on TV around these days.
Do you buy one every year?
No, we just had one. We just did this in 1978, the first time when we go ahead.
You're salivating as you're talking about this.
Well, you see, it's really emotional for me because I saw Barney. Have you seen that show, Barney?
In 1978? It was like a disco Barney?
Well, I saw a preview. They were planning. See, this plot is evil.
Did he have like an Afro?
This plot is evil. They've been working on it for several years.
This is a tall tale.
Excuse me?
Is this one of those tall tales?
Okay, I think I should make a stick far. Okay. Sorry about that. But
you saw something in that.
I saw something and it just, you see, I can't talk about it. I get too emotional. I gotta take my medication then.
Was
and
it
I'm
Bo
fasting.
Derek?
I can't take my medication.
Was it Bo Derek?
Wait, let's not go there.
Okay.
I don't wanna think about nothing too hot and heavy here. Al-Zabillah and the Shaitan or Jame. Okay, so
Imam Patrick is sweating, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So number five is that is to if you if please just turn off the TV. if you can, give it a little 1-2, hoop-de-doo.
Okay, subhanallah, you know, jazakallah khair, Imam Patrick.
No problemo.
For your time spending with us. I know it was a very busy schedule, obviously, during the month of Ramadan. Jazakallah khair also for our other special guest, Ustad Soheb Webb.
It's always interesting.
Alhamdulillah. Glad you found it interesting. Hopefully we can, inshallah ta'ala, benefit.
Maybe we should just tell them the other 2 points, even though we didn't get to elaborate on it.
Yeah, inshallah.
To complete the 5.
Okay, go ahead.
Is a dhikr wa shukr. That people should be making dhikr of Allah and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We kind of did touch up on it, you know, during indirectly. So
Imam Patrick, it's great to see you, bro.
No problem. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
You got my email, right?
Yeah, farmerjack@yahoo.com.
All right. Okay, so jazakallah khair for spending some time with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to implement what we heard today, and may we implement it in our lives and bring about this quality inside our hearts. Jazakallah khair for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Mecca 1.
To help support Mecca 1 Radio, please visit us on the web at www.mecca1.org. That's www.mecca1.org.